Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to a new episode of The Dictionary. The first word is appropriate. A-P-P-R-O-P-R-I-A-T-E. This happens to be the first form of two. It's a transitive verb from the 15th century. 1. To take exclusive possession of. Synonym is annex. As in, no one should appropriate or appropriate. Aha, this one's appropriate, not appropriate. I'll do that example again. No one should appropriate a common benefit. I should have looked at the pronunciation guide. Number 2. To set apart for or assign to a particular purpose or use. As in, appropriate money for the research program. 3. To take or make use of without authority or right. Appropriable is an adjective and appropriator is a noun. Here is where we have the other form of appropriate. It's not appropriate, it's appropriate. And I am saying it appropriately. This is an adjective from the 15th century, especially suitable or compatible. Synonym is fitting, as in an appropriate response. Also, as in remarks appropriate to the occasion. We have another synonym. It is the word fit. First it was fitting, now it is fit. Appropriately is an adverb, and appropriateness is a noun. Now we have appropriation. This is a noun from the 14th century. 1. An act or instance of appropriating. Next we have appropriation. This is a noun from the 14th century. 1. An act or instance of appropriating. 2. Something that has been appropriated, specifically money set aside by formal action to a specific use. Appropriative is an adjective. Next we have approvable. This is an adjective from the 15th century, capable or worthy of being approved, as in an approvable plan. Approvably is an adverb. Next we have approval. This is a noun from 1613, an act or instance of approving. Synonym is approbation. We have a phrase. It's a two-word phrase, not much of a phrase. It is on approval, and that means subject to a prospective buyer's acceptance or refusal, as in stamps sent to collectors on approval. Now we have the word approve. This is going to take a little bit because we have some synonym information. This is a verb from the 14th century. Transitive definitions are first, as usual. 1 is obsolete. Synonyms are prove and attest. 2. To have or express a favorable opinion of, as in, couldn't approve such conduct. 3a, to accept as satisfactory, as in, hopes she will approve the date of the meeting. 3b, to give formal or official sanction to. Synonym is ratify, as in, Congress approved the proposed budget. Now we have the intransitive definition. It is to take a favorable view, as in, doesn't approve of fighting. Approvingly is an adverb, and here's the synonym information. Approve, endorse, sanction, accredit, and certify mean to have or express a favorable opinion of. Approve often implies no more than this, but may suggest considerable esteem or admiration. As in, The parents approve of the marriage. Endorse suggests an explicit statement of support, as in publicly endorsed her for senator. Sanction implies both approval and authorization, as in the president sanctioned covert operations. Accredit and certify usually imply official endorsement attesting to conformity to set standards, as in the board voted to accredit the college, or must be certified to teach. All right, we are moving on to the next one. It is approved school. Two words. This is a noun from 1932. It is British. It means a school for juvenile delinquents. I wonder why they call it an approved school. All right, next we have approx, APPROX. This is an abbreviation for approximate or approximate or approximately. And here we go with approximate. And yes, I did look at the pronunciation guide. This is the first form. The second form is approximate. So the first form, approximate, is an adjective from the 15th century. One, located close together, as in approximate leaves. Is that really something people say, approximate leaves? The leaves are close together? Maybe they do in a tree. Maybe certain trees have leaves that are more closely together and other trees have leaves that are, more sparse, more spread apart. Number two, nearly correct or exact, as in an approximate solution. Approximately is an adverb. The etymology says that this is from the Latin approximatus, which is from approximare, which means to come near, and that is from proximare, which means also to come near, and there's more at the word proximate. Next we have approximate. This is a verb from the 15th century. Transitive is first. 1a, to bring near or close. 1b, to bring together. And then in parentheses in the middle, it says cut edges of tissue. So in all, it says to bring cut edges of tissue together. And that's really just an example of what things are being brought together. So I guess like when you're giving somebody stitches, you are approximating the tissues, the cut edges of the tissue. Maybe. Any doctors out there want to confirm that? All right, number two. To come near to or be close to in position, value, or characteristics, as in a child tries to approximate his parents' speech. I've actually thought about this a lot. I always hear myself saying things or doing things that are similar to my parents. I don't think we really do it consciously. I think when we're kids, we definitely approximate or copy or, ape what our parents do and say. And that's a big reason of why we do the things that we do when we're adults. We've seen them do it, or whoever the adults are that are in our lives. But yeah, this is a whole nature versus nurture thing. And it really goes with your friends too. If you've been friends with somebody for a long time, you end up doing things very similar to them. You laugh the same way. You say the same phrases. You'll use the same intonation in your words. It's really a fascinating thing that our brain does. But anyway, let's get to the intransitive definition for approximate. It means to come close, usually used with the word to, T-O. Next is approximation. This is a noun from the 15th century. 1. The act or process of drawing together. 2. The quality or state of being close or near, as in an approximation to the truth, also as in an approximation of justice. 3. Something that is approximate, especially a mathematical quantity that is close in value to, but not the same as a desired quantity. Approximative is an adjective. Next we have APPT. This is an abbreviation for appoint, appointed, or appointment. Next we have APPTD. This is an abbreviation for appointed. One of the three words that I just read in the other abbreviation. And lastly, we have the word appurtenance. APPURTENANCE. This is a noun from the 14th century. 1. an incidental right as a right-of-way attached to a principal property right and passing in possession with it. 2. A subordinate part or adjunct, as in, the appurtenance of welcome is fashion and ceremony, and that is from Shakespeare. 3 is plural, accessory objects, synonym is apparatus, as in, the appurtenances of wealth. That is going to be the last word of the episode. And yes, it did go on to the second page, or the next page, not the second page. You probably heard some paper going around there. I need to pick a word. Let's figure it out what that's going to be. I honestly have no idea which word to pick, so I'm going to close my eyes and point, and let's see what we get. We have the word approve. I put my finger right in the middle of its entire definition. So there you have it. The word is approve. I approve that. That's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.